Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Chav Aleph, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Medbeis at the Mishnah. Mishu Ra Sachoydesh Vein Yochel Lehalech Malich Noitzoi Halachamol Afilu Bemita. The Mishnah says if a person saw the new moon but cannot walk to Shanayim to testify on Shabbat, they may take him on a donkey or even on a bed. In Sudalahim, like can be Adam Makalis. If there are enemies that might attack them, they may take sticks with them. Vim Haisa Derech Rechika, like can be Adam Mazonis. שהמהלך לילה ויום מחל נס השבס ויוצן לעדס החודש שנאמר אלה מעדי השם מקרי קודש. It was a long journey, they may take food with them, because for a journey of a night and a day, but no more, one may profane the Shabbos to travel for declaring the new moon, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Dalad, these are the Moyadei, the festivals of Hashem, holy convocations, where whenever the Pasuk says Moyad, one may override Shabbos to fulfill it. The Gemara says, Amar Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzchak says that the Torah speaks even in borrowed expressions. For example, the Pasuk says in Bereishis Chavdala Pasuk Chavalas, and the man was Mishtae La, waiting for her. The word Mishtae usually means astonished. Kol Garav Shu Machzik Sasayim. Another example is the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos that teaches any Garav barrel, the word Garav usually means boils, that holds two sar. In Sodalahim, Lokhim, the Yadam Makalis. Now the Mishnah taught, if there are enemies that might attack them, they may take sticks with them. Yochok Shem Shemachalanes HaShabbos Lehed Alehen Kach Machalanes HaShabbos Alehem Loidia Shinizkaimu. One might have thought that just as one may profane Shabbos to testify upon the new moon, one may also profane Shabbos by having messengers go out to inform the people of the new moon. Tamu Loima Asher Tikru Al Kriyasam At Machalanes HaShabbos Ein At Machalanes HaShabbos Loidia Shinizkaimu. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Dalad that you shall declare. For declaring them, one may profane Shabbos, but not for informing the people about them. Rav Shimon Melokish boy, Kesir Sa'im Emaru Shetitches HaShabbos Bayom. Rav Shimon Melokish asked, does the harvesting of the Emer override Shabbos in the daytime of the 16th of Nisan as it does in the night? He said, Rabbi Abai, V'ataninan Mitzosoi Likzor Balayla Nikzor Bayom Kosher V'decha Shabbos. Rabbi answered from Mishnah Maseches Menachos, the mitzvah is to harvest it at night. If it was harvested in the daytime, it's valid and it overrides Shabbos. Balei Kibla, however, Rav Shimon Lakish didn't accept this proof as he understood that the word it overrides Shabbos refers to actually bringing the sacrifice. Am Rav Acha Chaza Rav Shimon Lakish min Ador. Rav Acha says that Rav Shimon Lakish retracted his objection as he concluded that it does override Shabbos in the daytime, and he learned it from the following, which is the Mishnah earlier in Menachos. Keren Shechashecha Amalehem Bar Shemesh Oimeh Hein Bar Shemesh Oimeh Hein. When nightfall came, the harvester would ask them, has the sun set? And they replied, yes. And he again asked them, has the sun set? And they replied, yes. Why this repetition? Man and kaimen im lalaila kfahu oimer, eleim eino inyan lalaila tanero inyan layoim. What's the case when it's repeated? If to ask if the sun had set, this is already asked. Rather, it must be referring to the daytime that it overrides Shabbos even then. Davashu deiches haShabbos bayoim achshirin maushu yitches haShabbos lalaila. The Gemara asks for a mitzvah that overrides Shabbos in the daytime. May one make the essential preparations that involve melacha on Friday night? V'ataninan hemidu oisei chavitin la'aseis chavitin. We bring a answer. Proof number one is a Mishnah in Maseches Tomid that teaches that they prepared, means they heat up the water for the chavitin makers to make the chavitin, which is a certain type of meal offering brought daily by the Kohen Gadol. And this Mishnah is referring to heating the water before dawn in order that the chavitin could be made in the daytime, and therefore it proves that one may make the preparations on Friday night for Shabbos in the daytime. Tipate v'chol, Gemara rejects and says, now maybe this Mishnah is referring specifically to a weekday, not to Shabbos. Tana v'b'chiyah ba'ada, zeh seyde tomit la'avod v'space v'keinu, ben b'chol or ben b'shabbos. V'b'chiyah ba'ada said from a b'risa, now this is the order of the tomit for the service of the house of Hashem, both on a weekday and on Shabbos. So it does refer, this does show that the Mishnah was also referring to Shabbos. V'hataninan katsu v'nasnu v'kupoi seviyu la'zor v'imahavim oisoi ba'or k'dei l'kaim boi mitzvahs keli divrei Rabbi Meir. A second proof is from a Mishnah where it says that they harvested the oimer and put it in boxes, they brought it to the temple courtyard and they singed it in fire in order to fulfill the mitzvah of roasting it. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Now the Mishnah is also referring to Shabbos and it teaches that they would singe it immediately in the temple courtyard. Rabbi Yosi oimer b'kein sheheschu b'mitzvah oimer lo yemoik. Rabbi Yosi rejects and says, no, once he started the mitzvah of harvesting, he tends to complete it by singeing it at night as well, but in another case, perhaps one would not be allowed to prepare the mitzvah at night. He said, Rabbi Yudan, Kaputkir, Koimei Rabbi Yasa, הגעת שמחה שבא מן העלייה, מכיוון שלוי שצי הפכר במצווה, אין עמים למריק. Rav Yudin of Kavutsky asked Rav Yosef, if you think about it, here also, since he didn't yet start the mitzvah, we don't instruct him to complete it. And this shows that he could begin the preparations that the night before the mitzvah is performed that will override Shabbos. Heisei Rav Yaakov bar Susai, v'ataninan she'al mahalich laila v'yoyim b'chal nesha Shabbos, v'yotzin neidus ha'chodesh, amalahen mekeren she'ayoyim tzorech l'laila v'laila tzorech l'yoyim, kemoi shekuloy yoyim. Rav Yaakov bar Susi asked in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah it said, because for a journey of a night and a day, but no more, one may profane the Shabbos to travel for declaring the new moon. This shows that one may profane Shabbos for a mitzvah that is done in the day, and sanctifying the new moon cannot be done at night. Am Rav Yudah b'Rabun v'layla mafiyoy hu kadosh mekeren shu kadosh demafiyoy hu yoyim hu layla. And Rav Yudah b'Rabun rejects this and says, no, does it not become sanctified retroactively? If so, when it actually happens, the night is the same as the day, so sanctifying the new moon is different to other mitzvahs. Hadron Halach, Perek Arba Rosh Hashanah.